Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, April 5th, 2016. Israeli troops attack farmers in Gaza and kidnap civilians during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army demolished on Tuesday morning a slaughterhouse and parts of a home in the town of Beit Sahur near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. The slaughterhouse is owned by the local municipality. The mayor of the town, Mr. Hani Al-Hayek, told local media that the army came in the morning with their bulldozers and leveled the place down without any warning. In the meantime, a Palestinian home near the slaughterhouse was also partially destroyed by the army. Troops claimed that parts of the house was built in the Israeli-controlled Area C of the West Bank. Area C makes up to 62% of the West Bank. Top Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat slammed the latest wave of Israeli demolishing of Palestinian homes across the West Bank and Jerusalem and called it a collective punishment. On Monday, Israeli troops demolished 8 Palestinian homes in the West Bank and Jerusalem. In other news, Israeli troops invaded West Bank communities and kidnapped at least 21 Palestinian civilians after searching their homes on Tuesday. Palestinian sources reported home searches and kidnappings in the northern West Bank city of Nablus, the central West Bank city of Ramallah, Hebron in the southern West Bank, in addition to areas in East Jerusalem. Elsewhere, Israeli forces stationed at the southern borders with Gaza opened fire at Palestinian shepherds on Tuesday. The farmers had to leave the area, fearing additional attacks by the Israeli troops. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, April 5th, 2016, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.